All right, 20 days till Election Day. We are talking to candidates running for public office locally and here in District 10 in St. Clair and Macomb County and points beyond as well, a big district. The Republican candidate for the 10th District congressional seat on the line with us right now, Lisa McLean. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How goes the campaign?
The campaign is going well. I say I'd rather be us than them, but I'm enjoying it. It's still pretty inspiring, and people have been incredibly warm and welcoming and positive. So I think it's going really well.
I'm happy. And what do you hear from those people when you're out campaigning and talking with them?
You know, I think, which is different than different other election cycles, people are really involved, and on both sides too. But people are involved, and they're present, and they're active, and they're participating, which I think is a great thing for our district, for our state, for our country. I really do. That's the biggest difference I see. People aren't passive.
Yeah. People are certainly engaged this election cycle, no doubt about it. What about campaigning during a global pandemic? What challenges have you faced given COVID-19?
Well, it has presented some challenges. Let me start with that. But I think if you can innovate and look at the silver lining of it, the silver lining for me is you can't go out. My first event, I had 700 people at that back in November. Those days are gone. But what is not gone is the smaller, more intimate venues with fewer people. And the advantage to that is you get to talk to the people. So when you have a crowd of 700 people, it's very difficult to have a conversation or engage in conversation with people. With the smaller venues, people, you can talk to people, you can have a conversation. You just have to have more of them, which we've been able to do, and I've been very thankful of that. So I think that's the silver lining. Or when we're actually out knocking on doors, right, respectively, people actually open the door and want to talk to you. So people have been more engaged, I believe, during this pandemic, provided you do it in a smaller, respectful setting.
I remember talking to you ahead of the primary, and you said the reason that you got into this race was just getting fed up with Washington and talking about things going on in the news every day. And I think it was maybe your daughter challenged you to do something about it. And so here you are 3 weeks away from the election running for Congress. As you watch the activities going on in Washington, what do you see that has you fired up and wanting to go and be part of the solution?
What I see is we need a way more positive agenda. We need to focus on the issues, less personalization, and we really need to get back to our roots. As we live in America, it is the greatest country in the world. Let's start from that premise. We have a constitution that we've built that has been tested through and through. We need to get back to the Constitution. We need to get back to the logic. We need to get back to the rule of law. We don't need to rewrite the Constitution. We need to go and live our best life. And that's really what I think we need is let's wake up. And let's appreciate what we have, because there's a lot more people trying to get into this country than there are leaving. And let's start with that premise, because that is a really good premise. You know, things can always be better, but you can say that about anything. Let's start with what's right, and let's build on what's right, as opposed to tearing down everything.
Yeah, you mentioned people trying to get into this country rather than leave it. Your thoughts on immigration? I know that has been a big issue in recent years. Obviously, not the biggest issue this year, but certainly among concerns. Your thoughts on allowing more people into this country?
You know, I believe we should be a warm and welcoming country that provides opportunity for people. And I believe in immigration. That was, again, what this country was built on. But we have to do it the right way, and we have to improve the process in which we do it. So I think the concept of immigration still makes a lot of sense. We just have to improve the efficiencies and the vetting of the process. Therein is where the issue lies, I believe.
Obviously, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and the financial fallout from it isn't either. We still have a lot of people out of work. A lot of families are struggling, even here in the 10th District.
Yeah.
What are we going to do to help those people, and how do you see us dealing with this coronavirus moving forward?
So I believe in people, and I believe in innovation, and I believe in collaboration. We have to put the power back in the people's hands. I trust the people of this district and of this state and of this country. I come from a premise that I trust and I believe in the human mind and people. I believe if we give the people the power to open up and get back to work and stop the government overreach and stop the shackles that we placed on these small businesses, I believe small businesses and businesses in general will figure out how to open up their businesses respectfully, safely, but profitably as well. But we have to get out of the way and trust in the people of our district to do the right thing. And I believe in the people of our district to do the right thing. That's where I think we need to start with this pandemic. Look at how much farther we are today than we were back in March when it got shut down. We've come a long way, and we've come a long way because we've allowed some people to be creative and to innovate. And I believe if we allow them to do that more, we'll go even farther. But we got to put the power and the trust back in the people, not the government.
People are already beginning to vote. Some have cast their ballots. Many more will wait until November 3rd as they make their selection for 10th District Representative in the United States House of Representatives. Why should they vote for Republican Lisa McClain?
I'm a proven job creator. I'm a leader. I've been a leader in business. I'm a leader in my community. I serve the people. I'm a servant leader. I don't need the job. I want the job. And I think you should vote for me because I'm a voice for the people. I'm not beholden to anybody. I want to bring positive economic change to our district, to our state, and to our country. And I go with a positive agenda and a positive attitude, although it may not be perfect. We will strive for progress. That's why you need to vote for me. I'm a proven job creator, mother of four, and a leader of the people.
Lisa, great talking to you. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Good luck on November 3rd.
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.